Hello, hello, hello. This is Tamika Peters, President and CEO of Grow Your Nonprofit, where we help startups, small and stagnant nonprofits grow through fundraising strategy, strategic planning, and so much more. Guys, today you're in for a treat. I have my special guest here, Stephania. She is the Center Coordinator for AVID. That stands for the Associations of Haitians Living Abroad. She'll tell you about her plans for the nonprofit to grow it and so much more. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the sponsors of my podcast, Trinity Life Foundation Naples, helping at-risk youth through their enrichment program, AVID. That stands for the Associations of Haitians Living Abroad. They just opened an amazing support center right here in the beautiful Fort Myers, where they will help you with immigration support, utility billing, and so much more. Best Insurance USA, a Florida Blue provider helping you navigate the waters of insurance and so much more. Premier Mobile Health Services, your route to better health. Last but not least, VaxTruth. They just received a grant from the CDC to raise awareness of COVID-19 and vaccine resources in the Black and Brown communities. So, guys, like I said, my special guest here, Stephania. How are you doing today, Stephania?
Hi, Tamika. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. So before we get into the crux of AVID and all the plans you have for AVID to grow it, let's start with you sharing this, sharing with our audience a little bit about yourself.
Hi again. My name is Stephania. Thank you so much, Tamika, for inviting me over. I'm Stephania, the center coordinator, as she said. I'm 27, soon to be 28, and I'm so glad to be the coordinator for AVID right now.
Yeah, well, you have a lot going on growing AVID.
Yeah, I have a lot going on right now. I'm trying right now to get some volunteers, some sponsors. We really need sponsors and volunteers, and we are having a food pantry very, very soon. So yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm really excited about AVID because when I started first working with them, I know it was a vision of Pauline Jean Simone.
It is.
And, you know, she wanted to get it off the ground, and, you know, it was going, and it kind of lay dormant for a while, and then you came and blessed us with your presence, and we're working together to get that on their way. So let's start with volunteers, because volunteers are the lifeblood of your organization. Sure. So let's tell us what type of roles that you're looking to fill for volunteers.
As of right now, there's a lot of position for volunteer. We're looking for people that can try to help us with the food pantry. We're looking for people to pick up the phone, because there's a lot. There is the files that we need to put in place for AVID. There is redecorating. We are looking for people to help us.
We can help you with that.
Yeah, so you're welcome to come help us with that.
Yeah. That's very good, very good. So you mentioned volunteers. That's very important. And then donors. Yeah. Donors are very important because they help you with your programs and services. I know we were talking about ESL, which stands for English as a Second Language, to get that off the ground. Tell us the importance of learning English and how it empowers people.
I'm going to start by myself learning English.
Uh-huh.
At first, English was very hard for me to communicate with other people, with people that does not speak English.
Right.
And still now, it's kind of a bit of struggle for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you learn English, you can like participate in conversation fluently.
Yeah. Yes.
You can talk with more people. So it's very important. If you're a new person in the United States from Haiti, from the Biden administrative program. So yes, you are welcome to learn English with AVID right now.
Mm-hmm. So I know that program is kicking off pretty soon, but I'd like to go down your journey, because I believe you say you were self-taught.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So guys, if there's something you want to do, you can teach yourself how to do it. You just have to have the determination.
The passion
to do it. So walk us through how you taught yourself English from being your primary language is Creole.
Since I told you earlier, I've been traveling the States since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, even though my English was really, really bad, I remember in the plane, there was a man trying to tell me a story in English, and I was like, What I did not understand a word of what he was saying. And since then, I made it my goal to learn English in about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And 2 years later, I was not fluently speaking, but I understood English from then.
How did you do it? Did you watch TV? What did you do?
Maybe
it can help someone.
You would not believe it.
What?
Cartoons.
Cartoons
helped me a lot
with
learning English. Cartoons.
I don't understand.
Subtitles.
Oh.
I use subtitles, and there's the English song. My first song that I learned in English was Hello from Beyoncé. I copied down the words. I tried to translate them, and then since then, even though it was bad, I did not know how to pronounce properly the word. But I was saying, hello. So, you know?
Yeah.
The cartoons, and then the music, the English music. So I used to copy down every single word.
Wow.
And then when John Legend come out with his single, What Would I Do Without You? And then I learned that.
So Beyonce and
John Legend. They helped
Shout
me
out to you guys.
Yes, they helped me through English. And I would say Cocomelon.
Cocomelon. Okay.
Cocomelon helped me so much. And there was PBS Kids. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Because I said if I were to ever move to another country, that's the first thing I would do is learn the language.
Yeah.
Because it empowers you. People can't just tell you anything.
Now my goal is to learn Spanish.
Okay.
Hablo español un poquito.
Okay. And what strategies are you using to learn Spanish?
Duolingo right now, because there's a lot of innovative things to do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of app that can help you with Spanish. I have Duolingo right now that's helping me.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. Very impressive. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So donors. Donors are very important to fund programs like English as a Second Language. What other programs donors can fund? If there was a fund a need, could you name the top three things that Avid needs funding for?
I would say the food pantry.
Okay, we have the food pantry.
Yeah. I would say again ESL because it's very,
very important.
It's top one.
Right.
Top one, ESL. Top two, the food pantry. Mm-hmm. And top three, I would say, you would not believe it, there's a lot of abused women out there. There's a lot of abused women that do not speak for themselves. So
what kind of services does Avid provide to help abused women?
We connect them with social lines that can help. We connect them with there's a lot of website. We try to contact them ourselves in order to get them the net that they need. If they need shelters, if they need food, if they need medical assistance. So yeah, that's why.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds like Avid does a lot of important work in the community.
Yeah, because there's a lot to be done. There is and Mrs. Pauline Jean-Simon, she had a vision and you would not believe it. Whenever the earthquake hit Haiti, Avid was one of the first responders. Mm-hmm. Whenever cholera hit, they were one of the first responders again. Mm-hmm. Everything that happening, Avid is always there with Haiti. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, as of right now, Avid is sponsoring a lot of schools in Haiti right now, in Semoc.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what specifically are they doing for the schools?
They giving furnitures for the children. Oh, they're giving every day they have a food. They have food and everything like that. Yeah.
Wow. Avid is doing really important work.
Yeah. And I am so proud to be a part of that work right now.
Yeah. That's very important, especially coming to a country where you don't know the language.
Yeah.
But then there's a different culture.
Yeah.
And I think you and I talked about that. Having one, or was it someone else? No, I'm sorry. It was someone else I talked to who was from Haiti. She's been here for 8 months, and how she had one perception of coming to the United States, and when she actually came here, she said it was very different. And I was like, well, what's different? She said, everything is so expensive. You have to work, work, work. And she said, like, when, and she lived in Haiti, she would go to work. When she come home, she would spend time with her friends and her family.
You don't have the time to do that.
Yeah, because it is work. And I was like, yeah, it is quite different. It is quite different. But it's an opportunity, and you know, just connecting with the right people and setting your goals is very important. So we talked about the three things that Avid needs, which are funding for the ESL class,
the food pantry, and then the abducted women,
and then the abused women. Mm-hmm. Also the volunteers. Is there anything else that Avid is working on, say, in the long term, any upcoming events?
We have an event coming up in April. Mm-hmm. We would have medical consult. We would have insurance consult too.
Okay.
We would have we would give food. There would be a lot of fun for the kids.
Yeah.
We would have live music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's it's coming up at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And since March is Cancer Awareness Month, we would have the mammogram for mammogram machine for the women. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very important. So let's talk about partnerships. What type of organization does Avid partner with, and what other organizations would be beneficial for you to partner with in the future?
Right now we have Vax Truth. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We just partner with them.
Yes, yes.
So it's taking me time to learn.
Yes.
I'm learning. So yeah, we partner with Vax Truth right now, and we partner with Grow Your Nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
We are also Santé Plus.
Santé Plus Medical Center, Best Insurance. Yeah, Best Insurance and Santé Plus. I would not say we partner. We're like sisters.
You are sisters.
We are sisters. There's no Santé Plus without Avid. There's no Avid without Santé Plus.
That's right.
There is no Avid without Best Insurance. There's no Best Insurance without Avid. So that I would not say we partner. We're more like sisters.
You're right. And then let's talk about Radio Evolution Enter.
That is the mother.
That's the mothership.
That's the mother. Yeah. Yeah, that's not partner. That's the mother. Yeah.
That's very important because, so Best Insurance, basically, it was an insurance company started by Miss Pauline Jean Simon, because a lot of minority population were going to the hospital emergency room and basically coming out bankrupt, because if you can't pay that medical debt that goes on your credit, it ruins your credit. It ruins your opportunity to be a homeowner. If so, your rates will be high. So covering that area, and then from there, seeing the need to have Santé Plus Medical Center was born for healthcare for people who speak the language and understand the culture. So you'll see diverse groups of doctors, Haitian, Hispanic, Caucasian, African American. So it's one big melting pot, and I've always been very impressed about that, because imagine coming to a country and your doctor doesn't speak your language, nor does your doctor understand your culture. What type of care are you going to get? You're not going to get very good care.
I had one of Avid, I would say, friends that came, and I was trying to help her. She doesn't speak English, and then she needed a clinic. And then whenever I send her to Santé Plus, I'm like, they speak Creole. She's like, for real? They speak Creole? That had never happened. I've never seen that.
I know.
Avid was really new. Santé Plus, I mean, was really new about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
That helps a lot when you have, when your physician speaks your language and you understand the medications, ordinance. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember, I probably been knowing Pauline for maybe, I don't know, maybe 4 years. And I remember when Santé Plus was starting, I helped with the grand opening for for Fort Myers and the Mockley offices. And the next thing you know, now it's 7 clinics.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it just happened so fast. And
over 6,000 patients.
Over 6,000 patients.
Yeah.
And the organization is just 2 years old, guy. I'm telling you, when you set out to be a service of others to others, God definitely blesses you. So we're down to 5 minutes. I told you the time goes by so fast. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you to either make a donation or become a volunteer, how would they reach you? The number in your website will appear on the screen.
They can go to the website on www.avid.org. They can contact me via my phone, 239-295-0104. They can contact me by email, stefania.marcellus@avid.org. So yeah, that would be the three ways to contact me. And there's going to be a number on the screen, as you said. Mm-hmm. They can contact me there too.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Stefania.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Tamika.
You're welcome. So guys, you heard it here. Another nonprofit right here in the beautiful Southwest Florida making an impact in the community. When I talked to Stefania and we talked about Avid and where it's been and where it's going, it reminds me of the story of the little engine that could. I think I can. You can. Mighty but small, Rome wasn't built in the day. This organization is making an impact in the community, and I just can't wait to see what it has in store for the future. The food pantry, that's something that's being worked on. The goal is to have it open next month, and I'm sure we'll have a grand opening. We'll do a press release, try to get the media there, get people out there to get the food they need to take care of them, their family, so that they could focus on life. So, guys, don't forget our merch store on Etsy. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And, guys, I have a special announcement. Grow Your Nonprofit has just come out with the DEI Passport Workbook. That stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It takes you on the path of self-discovery from your culture and then discovering other cultures. Look for that soon, dropping on Amazon within the next couple of weeks. So this is Tamika. I'm signing off, and stay tuned for more Grow Your Nonprofit podcast episodes. Introducing the Grow Your Nonprofit merch in our Etsy store. So go on over to our Etsy store today and explore our collection. Pick your favorites. By doing so, you're not only elevating your style, but also contributing to the Grow Your Nonprofit mission. Thank you for being part of our community, and thank you for your dedication to making a difference. We appreciate your support, and we can't wait to see you rocking our Grow Your Nonprofit merch. Now stay tuned for more empowering content on Grow Your Nonprofit podcast. And until our next time, keep growing and keep giving.